Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is The Cat Who Caught the Moon, an original poem by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Sabrina Claire and Wesley and their family, Brandon and his family, Xander and Stella and their family, and Holland, Sylvie, and Maisie and their family. Thank you so much, Maisie, Sylvie, Holland, Stella, Xander, Brandon, Wesley, and Sabrina Claire. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. We have some exciting news. We've been getting a lot of questions about how to listen to songs like Dog King and Dinosaur Christmas without listening to the whole episode. Well, we took those songs and 20 others and released them as an album. You can buy it on iTunes or Google Play and stream it free on Spotify. Just search for Stories Podcast Songs. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can download the whole thing free from our Patreon page.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Cat Who Caught the Moon. Once there was a fierce old cat who loved to catch a mouse or rat. And every night you'd know that soon she'd sit and stare up at the moon. After sunset she'd slink outside, her tail swaying with feline pride. She'd climb up on a wooden fence, her fur so soft, her eyes intense. "Little mouse, come out and play," she'd purr in her most cattish way. You see, she thought the moon alive, a silver mouse up in the sky. And she, the greatest huntress yet, would be the one to finally get that mouse who hung above the world with silver fur in a ball all curled.
"Just give up. It's far too high," other cats said as they slunk by.
But Coo the cat paid them no mind, because she knew one day she'd find a way to climb up to the sky. And slinking low and moving sly, she'd catch the mouse they call the moon and bring it home, singing her tune. "I've climbed the sky and scratched a star and caught the mouse who ran so far. Don't know my name, you'll know it soon. I'm Coo, the cat who caught the moon." But all of that was just a dream, so she sat down on her fence to scheme. She needed something to climb up high, or better yet, a way to fly. She crossed the yard and found the barn, bravely ignored a ball of yarn, and then called up into a rafter. "Owl, you're the one I'm after."
"Hoo-hoo, me?" the owl said, from the rafters leaning down his head. "Oh no, Coo Cat, just move those feet. I'm not the kind of bird you eat." "I'm not here to eat. I want to talk. You fly at night without a flock. Teach me to fly like a balloon to catch the mouse they call the moon."
The owl laughed, its feathers quaking. It laughed so hard the barn was shaking.
"Coo, huntress, you're number one, but you need wings to fly and you have none. So run on home and catch a mouse, or play with humans in their house. But remember long these simple words. Leave the flying to the birds."
Coo thought of climbing to the rafter to stop the owl's mocking laughter. But owls, like cats, have deadly claws and hook-sharp beaks instead of jaws. So she proudly turned and walked away, giving her tail a sassy sway. And once outside, she climbed her fence, her fur so soft, her eyes intense. And as she watched the moon that night, she noticed a pattern to its light. Day by day it seemed to change, from thumbnail thin to full and strange. And now, growing so thin again, no doubt returning to its den.
"The mouse knows that I'm after it. Tonight is the last chance I'll get."
"Are you the cat trying to fly?"
came a voice from the alley nearby. It was a dog all big and shaggy, his fur all mats, his tail all waggy.
"Maybe I am. What's it to you?"
"Well, I heard of a cat named Coo, and heard of her flying intention, and thought I'd offer my invention."
"And what could a dog invent that would help me with my moonward ascent?"
"Well, come along and you can see, and soon we'll have you flying free."
Like all cats, Coo was curious, even though the claim seemed spurious.
She followed the dog into the alley to bring her hunt to its finale, and was greeted by the strangest sight, a contraption that would give her flight. A barrel with a board on top, one end on the ground, one raised to drop.
"Well, here it is," the shaggy dog said. "It's called the Spring-a-Malinga-Malinga-Maled."
Koo looked suspicious, head turned a quirk. "Interesting, interesting. How does it work?"
"Well," said the dog, "it's really quite great. Stand on the low end and patiently wait. I jump on the high end, launching you far. You climb up the sky and scratch up a star and catch the mouse they call the moon. Ready to go? We're taking off soon."
Koo looked up high and saw that her prey was growing thinner, getting away. So bravely she stepped onto the board. The shaggy dog jumped. Upward she soared. She yowled a yowl of fear and surprise, spinning all crazy, blurring her eyes. And as she hit the peak of her flight, a passing cloud blocked the moon from sight. But a bright bug, bumbling happily by, caught Koo's whirling, twirling eye. She reached out with a huntress paw and caught the bug whose light she saw, popping it quick into her jaws and landing lightly on all four paws. High up above, the sky was dark. Clouds hid the moon, each beam and spark.
"Oh, wow, you really caught the moon."
Koo swallowed the bug and sang out her tune. "I've climbed the sky and scratched a star and caught the mouse who ran so far. Don't know my name, you'll know it soon. I'm Koo, the cat who caught the moon." And home she went, thinking she won, thinking the hunt for the moon was done. But the next clear night, it will be back. So be nice, and please, don't tell the cat. The end. If you'd like to learn more about the moon and space and other fun scientific topics, you should check out our friends at the Tumble Podcast. They make a great science podcast for the whole family. Just search Tumble on iTunes or visit www.sciencepodcastforkids.com and subscribe. Today's story, The Cat Who Caught the Moon, was an original poem written by Daniel Hines and performed by me, Amanda Weldon. Don't forget to check out our album on iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you can download the whole thing for free from our Patreon page. If you'd like to become a Patreon subscriber and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.